This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Marketplace contributor Alan Sloan is angry. Now, he can be grumpy, but angry is pretty rare for him, actually. He's so unhappy about big American companies moving their tax headquarters overseas that he has commandeered the cover of Fortune magazine with a piece that reads positively un-American, that calls this maneuver a tax dodge worth billions that forces the, quote, rest of us to pay the corporation's share. Hello there, Alan.
Hi, David.
I'm not going one more syllable without pointing out that what these companies are doing, shifting their tax home overseas to Luxembourg, Switzerland, Ireland, wherever, this is not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, and we say that, but it's wrong, despite the fact I don't run around wearing an American flag and talking about how much I love America. I'm the grandson of immigrants. Without this country, my whole family would have been destroyed. And now I see people leaving it, not out of morals, not out of scruples, but to sort of make money. And then they don't even leave. They just go off and stick you and me with the tab. And that makes me angry.
Now, the tab's a pretty big one. You've been doing some math. It came in at north of $19 billion that might have been flowing into the U.S. Treasury.
Well, again, it's impossible to tell how much this has all cost. There's a projection, which is probably too low, that unless we do something, it'll run $19.5 billion to the federal treasury over 10 years. But I suspect it's much higher. And I'm not counting state and local. I'm not counting a whole lot of things.
They are serving their shareholders, though, Alan. That's exactly what they're saying right now as they're listening to you.
That's what they say, except what they're doing is maybe getting their stock price up in the short run, which is what shareholder value, this ridiculous term, has come to mean. In the end, when you undermine the federal government, when you undermine the local government, and you do a lot of business in the United States, you tell me how in the long run weakening these governments or forcing them deeper into debt is better than staying here and paying and fighting to fix it. It's an absurd argument. It sounds great until you parse it. So I decided to parse it.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large for Fortune magazine. His piece in Fortune with the headline Positively Un-American is just hitting the stands and websites today. Alan, thank you.
You're welcome.
And reading Mr. Sloan's piece, by the way, I found at least one thing that cheered him up in Britain after a Reuters expose showed that Starbucks had figured out clever ways to pay little or no taxes despite major operations in the UK. There was an outcry there, and now the coffee chain has agreed to pay more into the UK Treasury.